I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line now by Mel Shanley of Quantum Life down there in Dungarvan. And Mel, we're coming into September, people are going back to school, we're talking about college already, and people need to fund it, don't they?
Oh my God, it's that time of the year again. A horrible, horrible time for people that have even tiny tots going to school now, and the so-called free education. So primary and secondary are big issues for people to try and find money this time of the year, and not to mention third level. So one of our clients there last week, we're up organising accommodation up in Cork City, and it's close to €10,000 now for decent student accommodation for a year in Cork. I thought I'd never see the day, because two of our girls went through there and it was probably half that, which was bad enough. It's a horrible time for people, very worrying time for people to try and find monies that they don't have. And I suppose every year we do something similar, where we kind of poke people and jog people's memories as to where some cash might be that they could get their hands on.
So let's go to that now. So people are looking, I mean, most of the kids are starting back next week. The colleges won't be that long after it. And people are scratching their heads right now going, where am I going to possibly get that money from? What are some of the options for people?
Right. Well, we spoke about before people that would have worked. Nobody works for 40 years anymore, as we probably guess. So most people would probably work 5, 6, 7 years, move on to another company. So quite young in your lifetime, you could find yourself where you might have already have had 2 or 3 employments. And it might have slipped your mind that you may have had a pension with those employments. And if you've reached 50 years of age, you may be able to access some of those pensions for some tax-free cash or even taxable cash at that stage. So that's probably the biggest one, Linda, in that we say to people, just go to the filing cabinet or the shoebox or wherever it is you keep your bits and pieces, and just see. I've talked before about, you know, hundreds of millions of euros, and I mean that sincerely now, hundreds of millions of euros remain unclaimed out there in bank accounts and insurance policies and pension policies, right? And a lot of people think, oh, pension means 65. So even if they do think, yeah, I used to work in Pepsi, or I used to work in Abbott, or I used to work in someplace in Little Island or whatever, but yeah, I was in a pension, but like I can't touch it till age 65. That isn't the case. So put your thinking caps on. You know, have a route around and see, have you had a previous employment? Now, there might be, you know, we find pensions for people that could be 5 or 6 or 7 thousand in it, that could be 25,000 in it. But it's certainly a place where there's money to be found that you wouldn't ordinarily remember that you would have had access to it, you know. So that's the main one. The second one would be bank accounts. And as well, like parents and grandparents, particularly that have passed away, there is, as I said, tens of millions of unclaimed, like, you know, granny had 250 quid in such and such a bank account in such and such a place. And as you may know, with the Dormant Accounts Act, if something is basically untouched for more than 15 years, that those monies are transferred into state coffers. It seems like a horrible scenario, but now the money can be taken back out of state coffers if you're to find some evidence that, well, you know, I was the executor of that will, belonged to my aunt or my uncle or my granny or my next door neighbour, whoever it might be. And so the dormant accounts is another area that people can just, again, they might have opened a little account when the child started school 20 years ago, and they might have put in 200 quid or 20 quid or 500 quid. It could have been a post office account, it could be a few prize bonds, you never know. So I suppose the message this week or this month is to just jog people's memories as to where there might be a bit of cash lying around that you wouldn't have expected to be there, and to just give them some ideas and where to look.
Would claiming tax back be an option for people at this stage?
Definitely. And again, like what people probably need to know, if they go onto the, I think it's the citizensinformation.ie or something like that, but if they Google citizens information, it's a fantastic resource. That will give them all they need to know. But there are online companies like taxback.com and I think irishtaxrebates.ie and different companies like that. For quite a small percentage of commission or a finder's fee or basically like that, they'll process a tax claim rebate for you. You can go back up to 4 years. Things like medical expenses and things that you thought you might have been able to claim for either for yourself or even for anybody that you might have paid for medical expenses, dental, medical, anything like that. But tax back in general, it's a big business now. So that's a very good hinter that you've come up with there, that even one of my girls there was working. She's a student and she was working. She didn't think she was entitled to anything. And I think she used one of the online companies and I think she got £400 or £500 back. So look, it's just, I suppose, like what we're trying to do is give people tips and hints of where they might find some money. And like, you know, instead of, you know, borrowing it or worse, I suppose, going to, like, people go to loan sharks and all kinds of things at this time of year because it is very stressful. They need money in a hurry and there doesn't seem to be any... there doesn't seem to be anyone there to help them a lot of the time, you know.
If there's people listening to this now, Mel, and they're going, do you know what, we don't even know where to start. I mean, should people's port of call be to call a financial advisor, to call somebody? Because I would imagine financial advisors are there to help out with advice for these type of scenarios, as well as life assurance and pensions and all the other stuff that you do. But actual day-to-day finances, should they call financial advisors for that?
Yeah, and again, look, I'd say, not that there's any halo over our heads, but check fees first. Always ask the advisor, the accountant, the tax advisor, the financial advisor, are you going to charge a fee for this and how much is it going to be, right? Because that gets the kind of gets the awkward conversation out of the way immediately. And most financial advisors that I've come across over the last 30 years will gladly help somebody in maybe the chance that they might do some business in the years to come. That's usually the way an advisor will invest in a client, you know. So yes, go and speak to, again, if you want to surf and Google this yourself, the Citizens Information Portal is really, really helpful. Even the Revenue website, don't be afraid of it. The Revenue want to give you back what you're entitled to, believe it or not. That's what they want to do. Go online to the tax back type organisations in Ireland. They're super efficient. They make it very clear what you'd be charged. You know, it's a nominal fee, I think somewhere between 12% and 15%, which sounds a lot, but they do an awful lot of work to get back money that you would have previously thought lost.
Brilliant. Mel, as always, thanks a million for joining us. Next month will be October, so I assume we'll be talking about pensions, will we?
I suppose we'll have to give the dirty subject.
We avoid it as best we can, but you can't avoid it in October, unfortunately.
No.
Mel Shanley, Quantum Life Dungarvan, thanks a million for joining me today.